Mr. America. Mr. America was born in the city across the harbor from New York, Brooklyn. When he was 8, he looked 5. So you can see how small he really was. His mother was a slight fanatic who fed him yogurt all the time, and nothing ever happened. Even when he was 13, he still looked 5. He hadn't grown an inch. Anywhere. The boys wouldn't play with him, and the girls couldn't. So his mother took him to Dr. Clouser, who was a great big nothing, but had written an inspiring book called How to Live Younger and Look Longer. Dr. Clouser took a casual glimpse at the kid and said to get dates, lift weights. The doctor always spoke in slogans, which made any answer impractical. But when the future Mr. America left the doctor's office, he felt a great weight had been lifted off him. And indeed it had, because Dr. Clouser always set on his patients. Mr. America was now growing by leaps and bounds, but he was still desperate. So he thought he'd take up something else. So he bought himself a copy of Force and Power, which is a magazine for muscle men and retired virgins. And every day he sweated and strained, curled and pressed, pressed and curled. And soon his muscles bulged. And in no time at all he was fit for the road. Now he got himself greased and properly oiled and started on a tour of the country. Gasping judges made him a mister of every state, including Texas. By September, he was ready for the big Madison Square Garden contest. Hundreds of plague lights were gleaming on hundreds of practically naked bodies. It was the greasiest crew you'd ever seen. Just a bunch of slippery extroverts. He stepped forward for his big chance. The crowd roared. Flash bulbs went off. Bedlam until one of the most famous female judges in the world stepped forward and said, "Your body is a masterpiece. Your definition is terrific, and with your enormous deltoid and your superb latissimus dorsi, I crown you in the name of all the judges, Mr. America of 1954. And entre nous, I'll see you later in the locker room." I suppose is where the story should end, but there is more. When Miss Big went down to the locker room, she laid a heavy hand on Mr. America's wet back and said, "Arturo Antipasto, Arturo Antipasto, I personally guarantee that you will remain on top for one whole year."